was this kid when I had, did I ever tell you about this? When I had fleas and I slept in my brother's house, and I had fleas in my house, so I slept in my brother's week for 2 weeks, my brother's couch for 2 weeks, and there was this Canadian who lived there. Yeah. And he would watch conspiracy videos every night.
Damn.
So I would lay on a pull-out couch, and this fucking Canadian would just lay there for fucking 2 hours. And just,
that's
like,
nice.
As the week went on, it escalated more and more and got like crazier to the point of like interdimensional travel and aliens and shit. And I was like 22, and I sold this kid some mushrooms before, and I like ripped him off really badly. And
nice.
Charged him like $60 for a little bag. Canadian. Fucking Canuck, dude. Get out of here. Like, so that night, he ate them. So I'm sleeping on the couch, and I just wake up and feel this dude breathing over me, and he's playing like, and then the ring of power.
Oh, God, dude.
So I'm like one eye open on this dude. Like, what the fuck this guy is doing? I didn't know he ate him.
Yeah.
Apparently, he had gone upstairs and like sprinkled protein powder all over his room and wrote like nasty notes to my one brother telling him he was the devil and told him, like my older brother, that he was like a piece of shit.
Wow. That, like,
he got ripped off from mushrooms.
Oh, wow.
And he fucking just left and never came back.
That's a Canadian goodbye.
That was a Canadian. Dude, he took, I like, cause I'm laying there, he was hovering over me. I'm like, what the fuck? And then he came back.
Dude, he almost killed you.
He probably would have. Then he was huge too. And he came back downstairs.
Well, obviously if he's leaving notes and protein powder. That's how he communicates.
I just watched him fucking lug two duffel bags and walk out the door, and he never came back.
What do you think he was mad at? The shrooms?
Well, he used to sit in the backyard and like swing his golf club, but just hit dirt clods at the house. So my brothers would come out and be like, dude, knock it the fuck off. And he'd be like, oh, sorry about that. Oh, I'm cool. I'm sorry.
Why would he be hitting clods?
He would practice
of dirt?
His golf swing. So he would just go like this and swing, but he was kicking up dirt that's hitting the house. So like, every day people would be like, dude, stop. Like, everyone was, like, kind of, like, ragging on him all day, every day.
Fuck this guy. He sounds awful. And then he would practice his golf swing, and then he would come in and watch conspiracy videos and take mushrooms.
And then he ate mushrooms last night, freaked out, and left.
I'd get the fuck out of there. Dude. I wouldn't want to live with your brothers and you. Being mean, dude. Fuck that.
You're so mean.
Yeah, fuck that.
They had 3 or 4 roommates, like, in a row. Pure freak shows. Every single one of them was an army guy who smoked crack. He got caught stealing from my brother's safe.
Oh, God.
It was like a filing cabinet. So my brother woke up and his ears like crashing down the steps, and this guy was like laying there like, I've been asleep the whole time, dude. I swear. He's like full clothes on at 1 a.m.
He just laid on the floor and was like, I'm out. Yeah. I was asleep.
They had a guy, fucking Cristobal. He was this dude, a Russian guy who lived in Chile, which is weird.
He was like a white, fucking hostel.
He was like a white Chilean, but he was like, said he was of Russian descent, but from Chile. I don't know what this dude's deal was, but he loved my brother Tom.
Really?
He would like, he'd walk around in the town, pull the towel to his nipples.
Really?
Like, Tom, I am so much stronger than you. Like, so we were like helping move him in. So him and my brother are lifting a couch up, and you know people like you hold the bottom of a couch just one corner. He grabbed with one corner, then held his wrist with his other hand. I cannot lift it. So my brother started making fun of him. And then like 2 weeks later, my brother was like, they're like the end of the whole thing before it got real weird. My brother just got out of the shower and he was like in the room. He dropped down, was getting changed. And he said he just saw this dude's corner of his head peek into his room. My brother's like, Christopher, what the fuck are you doing? He was like, I'm peeping on you. He's like, get the fuck out.
I'm peeping on you? Jesus Christ, dude.
That's so funny.
That guy sounds great.
Cristobal
sounds great.
Cristobal put in a good, like 3 month chill in that house, and he had to get out.
What do you think he's up to now?
He like bummed around Drexel for a while, then he went back to Chile, I think. Dude, he was peeping on me. He's like, I'm peeping on you. My brother said,
at least he was honest.
Dude, he's very honest.
Yeah, that's a good peep.
It was funny, man.
I peep on people like that.
You peep on Tom.
Peep.
He was obsessed with Tom's like physical strength and stuff.
Really?
He's like, you think you're strong, but you're not, Tom. You're not strong. I'm strong. Matt and Kevin are strong. Oh, you and Matt.
That's funny. Burke was making fun of me. I think I said this last time. Burke was making fun of us because all our impersonations just sound like Borat.
I know, dude.
Every time we do an impersonation, it's like, for me, Tom, you are not strong.
That's exact, dude.
Did I say this last time?
No, you said something about Burke.
This is probably not going to be funny to anyone else, but this shit has been stuck in my head for over a week now.
Yeah.
Since I got back from New York. So we just started, you know, we were talking about Borat and how even though people say it like ironically now, mm-hmm. like they'll be like, my wife, yeah. like that's like a meme and like an ironic joke. Mm-hmm. It's still hilarious.
That
like
was
Borat
too.
Is still fucking hilarious. And then we started inserting my wife into famous songs.
Did you really?
Like, no, just back and forth. It was very fun. And I've had this song stuck in my head. Billy Joel's fucking like, I don't care what you say anymore. This is my wife. I don't know why. That's all right. I knew that wasn't going to be funny. But anything with that.
Watching you slide into that was nice. Dude.
My wife.
That was like, so there was Jim Carrey voice. Everyone was stoked on that for like 10 years. And then everyone talked like Beavis and Butthead for a little while.
Yeah,
and then
good.
It was Cartman.
Still got Cartman.
I do a little Cartman every now and again.
I hear Cartman every once in a while.
Cartman, and then Borat was like, I couldn't stop talking like Borat for like a year. Dude, it was like everything I would say that constantly.
That's actually basically, now that you mention it, that's the range of your impersonations of people.
Yeah.
Like if it's a girl, it's Cartman voice. Yeah. Every time. If it's a female impersonation, you do Cartman. And then any foreigner, regardless if it's a Russian, Chilean.
Like a Tom, you are very strong. That's exactly how this guy talks. I'm peeping on you.
Nice.
There was this other dude who lived with him, and he was in a band. So he was like 19 years old, and he moved up with them. They're like fucking 30-year-old dudes living with a 19-year-old kid.
That's hot.
It was actually really funny. So this kid was in like a band, and he was like some guy. There was a neighbor up the street who would lie to him and tell him like, I have connections in Hollywood, like blah, 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 blah. I swear I think he molested this dude.
Really?
Because I met him one time, and he was like, yeah, hey, man, he's like talking to me, and he's telling me like he like smuggles acid from Florida to Pennsylvania, and I'm like, yeah, that's not a fucking thing. Like, that's not true. So he was, like, lying. He's like, I was like, what do you do? He's like, I'm a pen professor. I smuggle acid. I'm an entertainment mogul. And I'm, like, looking at this guy. I'm looking at his apartment. I'm like, no, you're fucking not. And the kid was sitting there like, dude, this guy's a fucking real dude.
Oh, you think he fucked that kid?
I think, dude. So he told this kid that was living with my brother that he was like, I set you up with, who's the guy? Tommy Lee?
Yeah.
The drummer?
Yeah.
Tommy Lee was starting a new band, apparently. And he was like, yo, I got you on tour with Tommy Lee. You're going to tour Germany. So for 3 days, their one roommate walked around with his shirt off, just like writhing around like Jim Morrison, like, oh, I'm probably going to be in Europe pretty soon, so you guys can have my room. I'm probably not going to need it. And the dude never called him ever again. So all summer, like, dude, what the fuck? When do you leave to Germany? He's just like, fuck you guys, man.
Oh, damn, dude. Can you imagine being a kid and being like,
he was 19
this
on
is
the
legit.
Cusp of like, I'm going to go with, of all people, fucking Tommy Lee.
Tommy Davidson.
Tommy Lee. He thought he was about to go tour with Tommy Lee.
Oh, man.
That was so funny.
That would suck to be like...
Yeah, to think you're about to be famous at 19.
This is sick.
Like, a bunch of 30-year-old dudes
be
like,
you're
fucking... He was, dude. He'd be like, you can have my room if you want. I don't know. I might keep it. I'll probably get some checks when I'm on tour and like send them back here. And we're like, yeah, all right, dude. Dude, I think I told you this. My mom has taken in her older aunt. So like my great aunt lives with my parents.
Yeah, I think you mentioned this.
And she thinks she's like, my mom moved
she's
her
Irish,
out.
Right?
Yeah, old Irish lady.
Yeah.
My mom moved her out of her place and like coins went missing. Cause like my mom's like, here's all of your stuff. And the lady was like, I'm missing some coins. My mom's like, no, Aunt Mary, you're definitely not. She's like, I know it, Mary. You stole them, Mary Ellen. My mom's like, I didn't steal your coins. So then she took out.
She stole the coins.
She ran on the bank. The lady, my great aunt, took all of her money out of the bank. Or like a big deposit or whatever. I think she probably has way more. She's been working since she was like 10 and she was born in like 1910. But she took $800 out of the bank and just squirreled it. And then she lost it. So she doesn't know where it is. So there's $800 floating around in my parents' house somewhere. So I've been fucking flipping
that's
cushions.
Awesome,
I've been flipping cushions, dude.
It's like
I want to find
it. You got a little fucking hidden treasure in there from your dumb Irish fucking great aunt.
Mm-hmm. That's how she talks.
What do you mean?
Like, whenever you come in, she'll be like, mm-hmm, which one is this? Is this Billy? And I'm like, no, it's Matt. And she's like, oh, you're so handsome, Billy. And I'm like, it's all right, whatever, Aunt Mary.
Who's more handsome, you or Billy?
Billy's jacked, man.
Yeah, I think you're more handsome, though. Billy's got a weird head.
Billy's going to fucking fight you, dude.
Billy's got a weird shaped head.
He's going to fucking fight you.
He looks like the number 8. It's like big and then it sucks in the middle.
He's going to fucking fight you.
Billy's going to beat your ass.
Billy's
dude.
Hot, though. But if I was a girl.
No, Billy's a man.
I would think Billy's hotter. Just because, like, he's more steadily employed. He's stronger.
He drives a big rig, dude. Big boy toy every day.
He's got a wide... He claims to have a wide 7. That's what he claims to be working with.
Really?
That's what he claims, dude. So, we'll see.
I take his word for it.
He's probably, you know...
If you're coming out claiming a wide 7...
Yeah. Maybe he didn't claim as much width. Maybe I'm adding that just in my own kind of judgment.
Someone's
going to
take a look at your dong if you're constantly...
Yeah, his fucking bitch will check it out. Bitch right now.
Say me and him are at a urinal.
Yeah.
If I'm hanging out with him enough.
Yeah, but he's flaccid. He's
like, I got a wide 7.
He'd be flaccid. And again, I might have been adding the wide part. Though I think he said his width is pretty nice. But, so, you know. I'm just breaking down my brother.
Talking about your brother's
dick. I want to get all my brothers together, dude. Just settle it once and for all.
Dick?
Dick off, yeah.
That sounds terrible.
That would be pretty cool. You have to get everyone to max hardness and then...
You and your brothers
see where
all
we stand.
Rock hard.
And my dad, yeah.
And your pops.
Get my dad. My dad would facilitate the whole thing.
Well, Thanksgiving, spike all their fucking drinks with some Viagra.
That'd be nice.
See who's bulging.
All right. That's a good idea.
See who's got the hardest.
We'll go down the basement, dude, and fucking... My dad has those, like, headlamp things. We'll put them on just fucking check out our birds in the dark.
Yeah, so give everyone Viagra. Buy a trough. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like a trough urinal. You got it.
It'd be nice to darken the room and have a spotlight. Like, stepping into the spotlight is Tom coming in at. Everyone's like, oh, my God, look at this fucking bird. And you all just stand side by side.
That's tough.
Here comes the Fed. My brother Kevin comes in.
Have you you ever pee in a trough? You know,
yeah.
Dude, Notre Dame Stadium used to have troughs.
Just troughs, dude.
So, especially when you're a little kid, you're just at complete dick level with everyone.
I told you.
I remember that.
I thought my fucking dick was huge when I was little.
Really?
I just assumed I had a big dick. I was like, I'm fucking cool. I probably have a big dick.
It's great confidence.
Yeah, I mean, it was misguided, but yeah.
It's great confidence.
It was misguided.
No, I had a strong feeling where my dong stood the entire time. I was like, this is all right. This is great.
So my aunt now, she left the $800 somewhere. She lost it. If she even took it out, who the fuck knows? She's, you know, she's kind of losing it. But she walks by my mom now and like brushes her shoulder. Literally, like in her house, we'll walk by her and just be like, bitch. And walk, dude, it's so fucking funny. She'll walk by and go, creep, and like go past it.
Because she's Irish, dude. She's a scumbag.
She's walking through the fucking, she's walking through like the 5 points in Gangs in New York right now,
dude.
In her head.
She's
just
a fucking
like,
dead rabbit.
Skunk.
Oh my God. Dude.
But she's convinced my mom stole from her.
So for the listener out there that doesn't know shit about sports, like your brother Billy.
Damn.
He doesn't know sports. What's he do? He's just a little guy. He doesn't know.
Yeah, maybe.
He's a little sissy, isn't he? Your little brother's
dude, he's
little,
calling in. I'm letting him call in next episode.
He's a little light and loafers,
he's
isn't
calling
he?
In, dude.
No, why?
He's definitely calling in. You guys got to have it out.
No, Billy's the man. I was going through his Facebook, dude. He's a beast.
He's calling in.
Billy, you're hot. What
we're settling this once and for all.
I think we just deleted me making fun of him until just now.
True.
So now I haven't said anything
now
hurtful.
Now he knows you're fucking rapping on him, dude.
It's just fun to.
How he deleted that?
Yeah, it's fun to rib the fans.
True.
And Billy's a good fan.
Good boy.
He's a loyal fan. Thank you, Billy, for being a good fan. I'll tell you what. I'll sign something and I'll have your brother give it to you next time he sees you.
Damn.
So.
Dude, Billy is fucking lit right now.
Yeah, I'm probably actually. What's really funny is I'm probably receiving a Facebook message right now.
Probably.
No, I mean when he's listening to this in the future. So like
shit.
Right now he's listening to these words and he's angry.
And he's sending you.
And he's sending me a message right now calling me gay.
Damn.
Yeah. How about that?
That's fucking butterfly effect shit.
Butterfly effect. Just because I call Billy fucking gay.
You're the coach.
I am coach.
You are the coach, dude.
Fucking
you're
going
to wake up in a wheelchair tomorrow like, what happened? What did I do?